Party Nerds are in the building, and it is an exciting week for us for many reasons. First of all, before we even get into it, you know, our boy Jerv, he's on like a little trip. He always be taking these little
excursion
post-Survivor celebrity trips, you know, where he's still holding on to that fame.
Yo, why are you trying to come at him, bro?
It's dope. Look,
he didn't deserve that.
He gets paid for these. So, I'm sitting here, but he getting paid. But he's away, but he will be back.
Sheet.
In the meantime.
Are you trying to call him a C-lister with an A-lister mindset?
That's wow. What's
that? What? That yo, is so
did I see that?
All I did was just sum up his actual thoughts.
Ed, that was a
speech. I need y'all to say that to Jerv's face.
Yo,
straight up. Look that man in the eye, goddamn.
I will tell him that to his face, and I'll make sure that I translate it for Garnett.
I don't believe in aggression to my brothers. So anyway, we got to our left the man. Your boy
Ed is in the house. Man, we had a crazy weekend. We were at Great Philadelphia Con on Saturday. We were at the Franklin Institute on Friday. We're going to get into a lot of that. So it's been a crazy weekend and so much more. The month is not even over and there's still a lot of craziness coming. So who knows what's
going to
happen.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now. And then to my right, we got the man himself, the other bald-headed Negro. There's a couple of us on the show, just in case you guys don't know. Yeah. My man, Devin Wade. What's going on, Dev?
Man, ain't shit going on. My week is trash.
No, your week is good, man.
Nah, it's trash,
all
man.
Perspective, man.
Nah,
keep it positive.
Nah, man. My boy, Bless Holloway, lost in UFC, dog.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I didn't get to meet Joffrey. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to be here for a photo shoot, and then the people canceled.
Yo, wait.
I sent you the link.
So I might know, but I had a photo shoot. So I had to do this job, and then the person didn't even show up, so I could have been meeting the greatest television villain of all time. But nah, I was here twiddling my motherfucking thumbs. You know what I'm saying? Some bullshit.
And next to Devin, we got my brother, the one with hair, AJ.
Hey, yo, what it do?
What's going on, brother?
The winner in the gene pool.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I don't know. He has pretty solid muscles, like, you know. But I also got all the personalities, so I don't know what's
going
on.
There you go.
I'm just blaming.
Say it with your chest, goddammit. Say it with your chest.
Yo, but I got Final Fantasy X on the Switch. I can officially play Final Fantasy while taking a shit. God bless.
Wait, man, how many
fucking information there, AJ?
I lost Final Fantasy after like 3 or 4.
Listen, all you got to know is do not fucking play on his motherfucking game console. Because his shit's done been all
hand sanitizer.
I make sure to give it his weekly wiping.
Weekly?
But you're playing on the top. I know you can't put the game down, man, so you
better not have. You better not have no brown stuff on your buttons.
Wow. It's perfectly normal for the controller to stick.
Keep your hands down, man. I don't want red eye and shit, man. I can't be out here with red eye, man.
And next to AJ, we got one half of our light-skinned duo. We have Haas in the building.
What's up, people? What's up, everybody? What's up, Instagram Live? How y'all doing, man?
So listen, Haas, I mean, first of all, guys, if you guys haven't followed our YouTube, you guys got to check it out. Haas, you did a really good video on Captain Marvel talking about you think she's going to get murked.
Yo, I'm telling you, if y'all been seeing the trailers, right? All the film we seen already, right? She's not in none of this shit. They're going to take the fight to Thanos. Because her cocky ass is going to go out there and be like, look, y'all ain't have me.
She said, I'm going to finish it.
And convince Captain America. That motherfucker was like, yeah, you're right. They're going to go out there. She's going to get the best of Thanos at first. Y'all going to think she's going to take down Thanos. And then he's going to offer, man. It's not permanent, though. I was looking in the comments. It's not permanent. It's just early in the movie, she's going to die. She'll come back because they're going
to
fix
everything. And you know what? And the logic to that is I don't think they're going to have a new character come in and save the day.
I think that's
they're
going to
put that honor in Tony Stark's or Captain America's
hand. Counterpoint. The reason she's not in most of those trailers is because they're trying to keep the surprises of the movie
the fact
secret.
That she's going to be fucking up shit.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's going to be...
Y'all watching too much Game of Thrones.
I don't think so. I think she's gone in the first 10, 15 minutes, man.
Y'all hoping for some Game of Thrones type of plot twist type shit.
Nah.
She's definitely not going to save the day because they're going to put that in Tony's hands or they're going to put that in Captain's hands.
Y'all notice that fight at Avengers HQ, right? Like, she's nowhere in that at all.
Yeah, but like...
And that's later that's later after the first 10 minutes. Like, that's later. Like, and Ant-Man is there. So, they're going to go fight Thanos on their own, right? And Ant-Man didn't show up yet. He's going to show up after that. That's where
you know what? To back your point, they show them in the ship, Ant-Man's not in there.
He's not
Captain
in that
Marvel,
shit.
Exactly. Thor in the core.
Rabula.
We'll get more into this next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
what it is.
This
next
is good. Prediction. Yeah, this is it. Good, but in the meantime.
She's gone, yo.
What we will be getting into shortly, so if you guys are watching, make sure you keep watching. We're going to be talking about this weekend's Game of Thrones, which was crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there's so many things we could take from it. I took a lot from it. I got my theories. But before we even get into that.
Real quick, can I get one of them 8 and 10?
Which one you want?
The peach joint.
You want the peaches and cream?
Yeah, I need that.
Cream.
Man. I need the 8 and 10.
Yo, something's worth suffering.
Peaches and cream is right. Like, yeah. I was with the Irish Stout for the last couple weeks, but I'm liking the peaches and cream, man. Liking this peaches and cream.
So we all liquored up right now. And I do want to talk about this weekend. We are very thankful and grateful that the Franklin Institute mm-hmm. in Philadelphia actually invited us as press. And we had a chance to meet a lot of the people at Marvel. Yep. Ed, tell us a little about.
So it was wild. So we got a chance to go to the Franklin Institute as members of the press to get the early exclusive idea of what they're going to do for the exhibit called Marvel Universe of Superheroes. So. Ben Saunders was the curator. He was able to take us on a guide through the exhibit. We got to see a lot of unique pieces there. A lot of the costumes that were used on set for most of the Marvel movies, like you saw Drax's daggers. You saw Captain Marvel's costume from earlier in the movie. You saw Doctor Strange's costume. So many different props. Even mm-hmm. They start the show with Marvel Comics number one, an authentic Marvel Comics one from 1939.
You know how bad I wanted to just break that glass and get shot?
We just walked into the exhibit. Shit. Dev saw the comic. He took like 15 pictures of it. He's like, how do I get in this thing? How do I unlock the
secrets? I just
wish
I could just fucking, you know, I would be dead instantly. You didn't see a lot of like guards and shit there, but I know they was just waiting with bullets for people like me. My baldy would have been somewhere on a wall if I would have snatched one of them. We talking about millions of dollars.
Yeah.
We talking about Marvel Comics, the first one that just said Marvel
right,
on
right.
it. That's
yeah.
it.
Well, see, Marvel Comics. And you said something at the exhibit, Devin. You said that when they do these exhibits, like people that collect them donate them to the exhibit. Is that how it works?
Well, they let them borrow it. Because remember, when you use, like back in the day, the artist had to fight. I think it was actually Neil was one of the people that
Neil
was
Adams?
Big that was big into that.
He was on
for,
our show
for the artist to have the rights to the thing they drew. So they draw the picture, the black, you know, the pencil and ink work, and it's theirs. The printing rights of their art goes to the comic book company. Mm-hmm. That's why when you go to Comic-Con, you could walk up to, if Todd McFarlane had a booth and he was selling his stuff,
yep.
he could sell you his Spawn drawing, the real one, and get that money straight to his pocket. You know
got
what I'm
it,
saying?
Got it.
So it's stuff like that, because you could basically say, yo, for $20,000, I own the original drawing of the page of that Spider-Man book.
And they had a lot of those on display as well, the original like static art
right. so
before
that's
the, it got transcribed
into that's
comic.
How you know that they didn't get it from Marvel, because mm-hmm. Marvel doesn't even own those pieces. Basically, right. those things are owned by independent people. So they have to track those down and then say, yo, can we borrow these? yeah. Can we use your joints?
I don't know if they mentioned specific ones, but there was a lot of them that they couldn't even find.
Well, some they could find, but some people were like, yeah, suck my nuts. I'm not letting you get my Black Panther
number one
front cover. You can get the number two. Mm-hmm.
So wait, if a museum or exhibit came to you, let's say you had like Wolverine number one or you had Iron Man number, would you let them hold it?
Suck my nuts.
But what, do they pay you? Do they pay you?
I don't imagine they had to.
No, and I don't give a
That's
fuck.
That's why they say donate it to the exhibit.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like about like showing history and sharing your love. And part of the like, you know, I guess negotiating process, I would assume, would be this is what we're going to do to preserve it. This is what we're going to do during transportation to make sure nothing happens to this.
Fuck all
that. How much you going to pay me?
No.
It's
yeah,
mine.
Fuck that. Number one, I would need bread, but this is the thing. I collected comic books and I have a comic book collection. I'm a Transformers collector, but I don't keep my Transformers in the box. I take them out, and the reason is because I'm collecting it for a different reason, not a value. It's a personal value to me, not right. a resale. Same thing with my comic books. It's not a resale thing.
Right.
So for me, if I own something that precious, like an X-Men number one, let's say I had X-Men number one in mint mm-hmm. condition, I'm the only person on the earth that got right. it like that. yeah, they can insure it and say, hey, man, we want to borrow your X-Men number one. We're going to put this in a museum, right?
Yep.
And when we put it in the museum, it'll be, let's say the comic book cost $1 million. We'll have it insured. If something happens to it, we'll give you $2 million. Nah, motherfucker. If I got $1 million comic book, I'm already a goddamn millionaire. I'm not going to have you act like something happened to my comic book as a way of buying it. Because right. That's what I would do if I was them. Hey, oh, your shit fell off the truck. He go $3 million.
Nah,
so that we can own it because they have the money. So I'm like, nah, fuck that.
I mean, the crazy thing about it was when you looked at a lot of these original comics, like in there, one thing we were noticing is the lettering. A lot of it was cut and paste. Like when you see a cover, you're looking at a smooth picture. You're looking at it after it was post inked, post put the color on it. But if you saw the original template, it's like they cut out Black Panther or Thor, cut out all the little words. It looks like a like one of those art projects you have back in school where you paste all the stuff on there, and it really looks different.
Yeah, when as a comic book artist, I know that. Like I always wondered as a kid, how are they? Because I would have to draw it over and over again, write out X-Men. How are they doing this? No, they were Xeroxing that, right? Mm-hmm. And then cutting it out. And I'm sure it's not the artist. It's a laborer somewhere cutting these pieces out. Same size every time. Then they put it on there. So if you see the words X-Men and then Wolverine's head hung over the X-Men a little bit, that's actually another layer that they cut out and it's stuck, you know, over top of that X-Men thing.
Right.
It's crazy where nowadays we're in Photoshop or different programs. We could literally just click, slide it in, change the color.
And we saw that on the display with the when they had an exhibit called the Marvel Method of Comics. And you saw like each layer, like one layer you were transcribing, like how they traced over each individual layer to actually get like the details, the pencil art. Like that blew your mind when we saw that.
What it was for me, it was an everyday job. I know that you pencil a comic book and then you ink it. What was dope is it showed that an inker is not a tracer. So they took somebody's pencils, three different inkers inked it, and then you, as you scribble across
you
it, reveal each artist's style of inking it. And you could tell the difference, like, oh, this dude's inking is better than this dude or this guy's style. So that shit, it's a crazy thing. It's a crazy place, y'all. Definitely
check it out.
Gotta go. But if I was the person that had one of these books, I would say, you got to put me on display. I'll be inside the fucking glass with a motherfucking 40 on my waist, 40 caliber, holding the comic book like, yo, y'all can see it. You know what I'm saying? Don't run up on me, dog. I'll blow your whole head off.
And shout out to the Franklin Institute, you guys, for inviting us onto the show. Ed, who did you guys interview?
So the chief curator was Ben Saunders. The other two people that were there, we actually got video for. We interviewed C.B. Cebulski, who's the Marvel editor-in-chief, and Danny Fingeroff, who's actually an editor on the Spider-Man line of comics.
Fingeroff is a crazy-ass name.
And he was the one who actually helped Ben Saunders actually curate the exhibit. So it was interesting kind of getting to talk to them about how they kind of wanted to tell the story of Marvel Comics, going through each different exhibit as we kind of went from the beginning with Marvel Comics 1 all the way to the end with the end with Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain Marvel and going out to Thanos.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And all that display. It was really awesome to see.
So if you guys live in the Philadelphia area or even New York, it is definitely worth it. The wild thing was we were there looking at stuff and like 3 hours went by. We didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Like that's a place that honestly, man, I hate drawing. And when drawing becomes your job, it becomes like a difference. You like lose the love for it and stuff like that. I was in there with these dudes, and I was like, man, I want to kind of go home and draw. So, like, I'm thinking about just going over there one day during, you know, when the lightest traffic would be there. Because, you know, they're doing, like, school trips there.
Right.
Daytona, his daughter had a school trip there already. He was one of the chaperones.
I know the kids were blown away by
somewhere that. Somewhere where I could walk around that place slowly.
Yeah.
Just reading the stuff, just looking through the digital pad and leave out with an inspiration so that I could go home and make something crazy. That place is phenomenal. You see the actual work that was put into those costumes, and you get to see where some of the stuff doesn't look as realistic. So that's like graphics guys. Like when you look at the, what are those blasters that she had in Black Panther that looked like
gauntlets.
Yeah. Like when you see them in person, they look more like toys. But the rest of the costume, though, is insane. Right. You know what I mean? And
matter of fact, they even gave us these books at complimentary, too. So, again, you guys, you heard it from us. Go check it out at the Franklin Institute. It was definitely great. And we shout out to you guys who actually had us invited.
The exhibit is running through, I believe, September the 2nd.
Oh, it's here for a long time.
So that you can go. In the morning or at night, they'll always have a display there, and it's just an awesome, awesome walkthrough of Marvel's history,
right?
From comics to TV shows to movies. They even had two digital displays, which actually threw me back for a while. One was the the intro to the original Spider-Man TV show, and then one for X-Men as well, the old 90s cartoon. I saw that and heard the music. I was
crazy.
Yo, my heart broke on one part because they have something in there too. There's a Spider-Man, not Spider-Man number one. I think it's called Amazing Fantasy, was the first appearance of Spider-Man.
Amazing Fantasy.
And you see this giant version of it that's different. And it's the actual version that Stan Lee told him, I don't like it, redo it.
Really?
So the first week it was, it's there and it's big. It's way bigger. Mm-hmm. And then next to it is the real version. And the thing is, that's a compliment to Stan, because I would have looked at the first one and said, what's wrong with that? Especially back then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when you look at the one that came out, he looks so much more gangster, so much more heroic. It just looks way better.
And they also have, and they actually go through the history. So they start with like Captain America. They kind of go through the timeline of it. Then they go to, then they start talking more about like the Thor. Then they go to Spider-Man, like, or actually early on was the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
But it got really cool when they got to like the street level villains, like Luke Cage and Punisher. And I saw this little thing with Punisher. They had all the original sketches. And they were like, before he was Punisher, you saw the guy drawn there. They were like, what should we call him? Grim Reaper?
Yeah.
They had all these names. Or should we call him the...
His name was Executioner.
The Executioner? And you saw the, like, and it still looked like the Punisher, but they were still trying to feel out the character. And then eventually you see how the art little sketches turned into what we know now Frank Castle.
Some artists were smart enough to just never threw away their trash sketches. Genius. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because they're you could tell they're authentic, man. That's a fucking amazing, man.
It was dope. All right. So what is going on with the Disney stream? And do you guys hear about this? They finally gave a date that they're dropping, right? Ed, what's the date for the...
I'll pull it up real quick.
So pretty much we always heard that we knew Disney streaming was coming. They're going to call it Disney Plus, right?
Disney Plus.
It's going to be Disney Plus. And all of a sudden, all these celebrities like Sebastian Stan started dropping titles on their Instagram. Like, so we're going to get a Winter Soldier and Falcon. You know, we're going to get the Loki show. We're going to get Scarlet Witch and Vision.
The one I'm most excited for is the What If series.
Like, they're going to do it?
They're going to do it? They're doing it. It's going to be animated, but it's going to feature, it's going to be based off the MCU.
Yo, I used to love What Ifs.
They're going
to
come back and do all the voice acting, everything. It's going to be tight. It's going to be super tight.
Oh, that's dope.
So here we go. It drops November 12th, which is right 10 days before Frozen 2 drops for those who are into Frozen series for Disney movies. And before Episode 9 drops as well. So there's a lot of stuff. That's going to be happening right around the time Disney launches.
See, that's the reason why I'm not going to get this shit. Because my girl's going to be hogging it to watch all this fucking singing shit.
What's wild, though,
would you like to build a snowman again?
Hold on, here's the wildest part.
Again.
The price itself, which is actually amazing. $6.99 a month.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Or you
can
pay up front the $70.
I'm paying up front the $70.
Yeah, me too. I would do that.
That's nothing.
The fans are getting mad. They're like, what do you guys have against Frozen?
I have nothing against
that guy.
I'm a very, very, very militant-minded motherfucker. And I would love to enjoy those things because I watch so many people enjoy. But guess what? I just saw The Lion King for the first time months ago. I had no interest in anything like Disney or people singing. I only wanted to watch combat shit. G.I. Joe, motherfucking Transformers, man. I wanted to watch Goldar with the fucking two swords. I needed somebody with some swords and shit. Yeah, I wanted to see fighting. The only thing that I did actually like, I ain't go front, Aladdin I fucked with, man.
So quick question. Now that you saw The Lion King, years later as an adult, like for some god reason.
here we go.
I have to ask. I have to know. What did you think about the movie?
I was like, I wish I was watching Darth Vader be Darth Vader instead of this motherfucker.
Shit, yeah.
I was like, literally, dog, turn this shit.
Are you talking shit on The Lion King?
The reason you thought like that because you didn't, if you were younger and you saw it.
No, it has nothing to do with this. The Lion King is the fucking shit.
I knew this shit was coming.
Listen.
Nah, don't disrespect The Lion King in front of me.
Listen.
Don't disrespect The Lion King in front of me.
I might want to move over to Darnell for a second.
Rage mode over here.
What if I just talk shit on Transformers, dog?
Hold on, first of all, wait. Calm down, guys.
Drink a beer, man.
The Lion King.
Drink that peaches and cream real quick.
Guys, we apologize for this. The party nerds are out of control right now.
So listen, everybody at home, listen to what I'm trying to say. I realized that those Disney things are special. Maybe even more special. I mean, they got to be more special than Transformers, which I'm a Transformers person. We're a niche group. But for me personally, it moved nothing in my heart to watch any of those Disney things. I just don't. I feel nothing for it.
So you felt nothing when Mufasa died?
I feel nothing for any of that shit. I wanted to watch people open up the Matrix. I wanted to see motherfuckers. I want to see a man transform into a motorcycle.
Wait, to everyone watching, to Devin, to you, were you more upset when Mufasa died or when Optimus Prime died?
Optimus is the worst death ever. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. It's the worst motherfucking death in history of life.
First off, Optimus Prime has to be worse because you're watching a character for years and then he died. This person you just got introduced in a movie and then he died some time later.
Fair enough.
Come on, man. Let's be honest
Optimus
about this.
Built emotions throughout millions and millions of kids.
The most graphic was a Prowl though. When his eyes set on fire
and everything
came
out.
Transformers. Smoke came out of his mouth. I knew shit was real, man. I'm sorry.
So Devin, they're saying that Devin has no soul.
What's new?
You're a mean one, Mr. Wade.
I'm sorry. Disney Prime death is the worst death of all time.
But with the Disney streaming, I mean, do you guys think it is going to like give Netflix any type, or is it going to be something entirely different?
Well, look at what it's introducing just from the start. Like, you figure you're going to have stuff from Disney, Pixar, Marvel Studios, Lucasfilms. It's going to have all 30 seasons of The Simpsons at launch. It's going to
be lit.
Captain Marvel will be exclusive to Disney Plus for streaming. All six Star Wars movies will be there. Force Awakens, Rogue One. And then you have the What If series and all the other original content that they're planning on dropping on this thing. There's so much that can take up all your time with this service.
Netflix, though, I always feel that if you start it early, you're way ahead of the game. Because at this point, on Netflix, all these other stations, all these other companies have worked out deals with them. So it doesn't matter. I can think of anything. It's probably on Netflix. Whereas Disney, Netflix has probably a lot of exclusivity with their contracts. You know what I mean? But
actually, they did a study or like a survey or something like that. Okay. The majority of people who watch Netflix aren't the people who watch the original programming. It's something like 70% of the content viewed on Netflix is like the licensed off entertainment stuff.
Yeah.
And all of those licenses have expiration dates.
Yeah.
And once those things expire, it's either Netflix literally spent like hundreds of millions of dollars to keep Friends on Netflix for one extra year.
Yep.
It's not financially feasible. Hmm. That's why early on Netflix was like, yo, we got to do these original programming if we're going to keep.
Yeah, true. Just to piggyback off of what he's saying, like, everybody noticed when you're on Netflix, like, and you have your list of the things that you like, you notice, like, they disappear, and then, like, a year later or two, like, they come back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's absolutely right. Like, it expires. It's going to be gone. So all that Marvel stuff, right, that's on Netflix is eventually going to be on Disney Plus.
With the exception of like the Luke Cage.
Yeah, but that's 2 years.
That'll be on Hulu.
No, 2 years until they can make a new series.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to stay with Netflix.
Shout out to Netflix because for real, Netflix shows, yo, they phenomenal, yo.
Yeah.
Like, yo, watch the OA.
You got to think about that.
Watch the OA. Watch the OA, bro. This shit next level. They basically have the cheating system where they were able to study what people liked because they routed everybody to them, and then they had it broke down. They knew exactly what you were watching.
But here's the wild thing. I haven't even watched I watched the first two episodes of OA, and it's dope.
Oh, my God.
But think about it. They got OA. They got Stranger Things. They got
Ozark.
Ozark.
Oh, my God.
There's some Netflix.
And Netflix has a lot of good shows.
But now
that they
animate that they created.
Black Mirror. Oh my
Black,
god.
Black Mirror. Yes. And now Love, Death, and Robots. I mean, Love, they Death, got Robots a bunch is good. Of stuff no, on there.
They have better shows
yeah.
than so, these other
Disney's
companies.
Gonna have they to have, figure they out have a enough way content where to they'll do be the arts. Same type of formula that Netflix
has. So here's the thing. Disney doesn't have to beat Netflix. They just have to convince us enough to have it in addition to Netflix.
Correct.
Right. Disney doesn't care if everyone who has their service also has Netflix.
They don't care.
As long as you also have their service.
Yep.
It's not necessarily direct competition. No one's going to be like, I'm either going to have Disney Plus or Netflix. There's yeah, a yeah, very real
they
possibility
need, they need to just
for
drop,
$20 a month yeah, that they'll have
me,
both.
Yeah. Yeah. Me personally, you know what I mean? Like I have Hulu and I have Netflix and I have DC, the DC universe, and I'm waiting for Disney to come out. So it doesn't matter. Like, me personally, I'm going to have them all.
Yeah,
I
all
need,
they got to do.
I need content. I like
remember
content.
The Will Smith joint that came out? Bright?
Right. Oh, yeah, I liked it.
Imagine if they just dropped a Marvel movie. Movie.
Non-theater
out
movie.
Out of nowhere. Right on.
A
right
character
on.
You forgot
but
all
they
about.
Can, and they can do that. They have crazy. The opportunity to do that. You they can have get, the guap. You can get a movie with, like, let's throw a random character out there. Like. A random character.
They could do like the West Coast Avengers or something like that.
Yeah, Namor if they wanted to.
Yeah,
Moon, actually, no, Moon Knight. Pause.
They could yeah. do no, that's yeah. the one we need. That's the one we need. We need Moon Knight. All right, we need Moon Knight.
I just came up with something.
We need
it would
Moon
be very, very, very difficult for Marvel to introduce the X-Men in its current state into the MCU. They would need way more than like one or two movies. But what if they introduced the X-Men through Disney Plus and then led into a movie?
I would hate that.
Yeah,
I would hate it because at this point, how they did the movies with the Avengers, how they did like, introduce Tony Stark with Robert Downey, and you liked the character and they slowly built that up. Now that they're pretty much ending Endgame, this thing now slowly build up that whole
yeah,
X-Men thing.
I'm cool with slowly seeing the X-Men movie when I'm 48 years old. I'm one of those.
Hear me out.
Things come to those who wait.
Disney already said that more so than any other Marvel TV show in the past that's been connected to the MCU, these TV shows that are on Disney Plus will have a direct impact
yeah.
on the movies we see in theaters
yeah.
and vice versa.
Because they're MCU related.
Before cool. it was mostly like a one-way street, but now things we've seen like the Winter Soldier and Falcon movie, whatever adventures they go on, it's going to impact
cool.
the next movie they do.
And that's so because Marvel Studios is the one running it. That's why. Before it was Marvel TV with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and with...
Agents
with,
of shit, with, you mean. Agents it, of trash.
That's, yo, a, Agents that's of a debate for another day.
No, but, it's trash. It's trash.
But with the Netflix, with the right Netflix shows, with the Hulu shows, and with Cloak and Dagger, like they're all yeah, they're loosely tied to the MCU. Like it has MCU elements. They're connected, but the MCU studio, like the Marvel studio shows, are directly like it's
so in other
it's,
words, it's almost just
shows.
Like when they had the Hugh Jackman X-Men and stuff like that. Like we can appreciate that for being good cinema, but in the MCU we know with Robert that world doesn't exist. You know what I mean? Just like the Cloak and Dagger in the MCU or the Netflix.
Well,
Luke
it does
Cage,
exist because but, like if you look at the Runaways, like you look like the I forget the girl's name that has the staff, right? Like she taps into the dark dimension. Right, that Doctor yeah. Strange, like her eyes turn just like the villain on Doctor Strange, like it, her eyes turn into that purple color because she's tapping into the dark dimension. So it is connected. It's connected. It's just loosely. It's not. You don't actually have to watch those shows to be a part of the MCU, but you have to watch the Marvel Studios shows to be part of the MCU. Like they're making that part of the forefront. They're going to be just as important as the movies.
So we'll put this question. If you guys are watching this, let us know. Are you guys planning on getting the Disney streaming? You know, because ultimately, I'm going to get it. You
yeah.
know I mean, there's too much good
there's
shit.
There's no way
be
you
on
can't
there.
Get it. You have to get it.
Right.
No,
just
it's
like,
so
have
worth
to get
it.
Like, I mean, honestly, I got the trial DC. Now, I didn't keep it, you know, after watching a little bit of Titans, but it's just like literally after Titans and Doom, it's like, what else is there? More's
yeah,
coming,
they, yeah,
but
they,
right
there's,
now,
there's,
it's like,
there's
what
not
else?
A lot going on with
it's too
with
much archive stuff. Like, stuff you can find
like,
elsewhere.
It's not worth
for
my
most,
money. It's not worth my monthly money for that. Disney streaming. It's going to be enough one there, like, okay.
Off the rip.
But it might,
day one.
If you think about it, it might actually make the DC universe streaming app better because if they see Marvel, like, yo, they're adapting shows that actually connect to the universe, to the cinematic universe, DC might be like, Oh yeah, they're getting money over
miles
there.
Behind.
But I'm just saying, they might. You know what? We're trying to throw all these characters in movies. Like, all right, let's do a show and develop like a character before you see them in the actual movie. Like, they might take some notes and do things the right way.
You got wishful thinking there, brother.
But like, even beyond that, like, one is DC streaming service. They have all DC stuff. Sure, Disney Plus has Marvel, but they also have Star Wars.
That's
going to
be my pick.
They have literally all of Disney. They also have National Geographic. Yeah. Like, they have everything.
Yeah, that's so true. Like, Disney has, like...
Yo, but you guys are forgetting. Lot. I agree with the Yummy Geek. They're releasing all Simpsons seasons.
Anything that's Fox is now Disney. I can't get those Simpsons seasons anywhere. Like, I'm waiting for that too. I'm on it.
Even new episodes are going to be a part of it as well. So crazy. You can get everything.
Wait, the new episodes are going to be on right after it, or like when the season's over?
I imagine when the season's over.
We got 30 plus seasons of this shit.
It doesn't matter if it's on Disney. If they're going to throw all 30 seasons on there, then yes, they're going to start throwing.
It's crazy that motherfuckers still watch The Simpsons.
Can you imagine binge watching Simpsons? Like, 30 seasons? How long will that take you?
There are so many fans of The Simpsons that if they wanted to, they could have their own convention and people will go crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
It. Like, just so much stuff that came from The Simpsons in terms of how it influenced pop culture, how it influenced science.
Simpsons are the guy.
Even the Simpsons predicted. Simpsons when Homer used to just beat the shit out of Bart because he was mad.
Before he was dumb. But he was just like,
he was angry.
He was
meaner,
Bart!
And think about it. The Simpsons always talk about, The Simpsons predicted. Like, think of all the stuff that they also predicted that happens now in society. Like,
they predicted the end of Game of Thrones, which we are segueing into.
If you haven't seen Game of Thrones, now's the time to stop watching. Like, you know, watch it, catch up, and then, you know, continue from here.
A quick stab. There isn't any, con for Simpsons, but there is a con for Transformers, so it just shows you what the fuck's going on.
All right, everybody, we've been leading up to this wonderful moment right now, which was the first episode of Game of Thrones, and we're going to do this right now to the live feed. We hate to do this to y'all, but we want people
we're
to
sorry.
Download. We love y'all,
sure, but
we
wait, before we go, before I get into this, I want to shout out, make sure you guys watching tonight, next week, yo, look how cool this shit is. Jorge, get this right here.
Fire. This is
a company called the Millennial Cloud, and David Anders, he gave us a bunch of these to give out to you guys. So next week, we're going to be doing our Endgame pre-show. We're going to be doing it next Tuesday. Anyone who tunes in, and we're going to actually be doing other stuff away. We're going to be giving these out to some of you guys. So check them out.
That thing is fire.
If you guys don't even feel like, look, this thing is heavy. This is look at this shit. This is the best gift. Like, yo, David, thank you for this. But if you guys want any of these, either message us or tune in next week, because we will be giving some of these away. And right now, we're going to be switching over to SoundCloud. So make sure, if you guys haven't also already, follow our YouTube page. We're trying to hit 1,000, y'all, you know, because we've been big on Facebook, Instagram. We want to get our YouTube up there. So follow our YouTube. Make sure you do that. And make sure you guys check out the rest of this show, because we're talking Game of Thrones on our SoundCloud. So
peace out.
Peace out for
peace
now.
Out.
Peace the fuck out.
Damn. They got done dirty. Y'all better watch that. Y'all better get on that out.
We love y'all, though. You know we love y'all.
Yeah, y'all get on that.
Before we get to Game of Thrones, funny story. The TFCon, which is what you were talking about, they're doing a full G1 reunion this year.
Listen, man.
G1 reunion this year. All the voice actors, all the people that worked on that show, they're going to be at this con.
Yo, what was the name of the Transformer that was like the hovercraft? Because I met Hover. Alan
Blur?
His name's literally
No. The old, like, Generation 1.
Hubbard.
What's
Blur?
The name?
Hubbard.
Yeah, there was a couple. So the guy, and Seaspray, remember Seaspray?
I love Seaspray.
Well, you know who did the voices of those characters? Alan Oppenheimer, who did the voice of Skeletor. I was hanging out with him for like 10 minutes at the con, dude.
Are you serious?
He was the coolest. Like, he's an older gentleman. He's probably like in his 70s. Man. And we were just talking. He was just like, yeah. He was telling me he did like the voice of, the voice of like Scrappy Doo. He did Scooby Dumb, remember?
He's doing a lot of voices.
Ridiculous. Like, and then he was like, he was like, make sure when you take a picture of me. It was the greatest thing. I was like, Skeletor speaking to me in Skeletor's language. So that was ridiculous. I had to have a
Frank Welker was the
God on Transformers. He did
yes.
everybody's voices.
Yes.
It was Starscream. Like, what the fuck? Like,
him, him and Peter Cohen, man. They both did. They both did.
Peter a lot is of, Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Right? And Ironhide and a whole bunch of other characters.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, he's Ironhide. Okay. Yeah, shit's he's crazy. Ironhide. He's a bunch of characters. So, they did work. They
so,
put in work.
No, listen. And it was an honor to meet him, too. So let's talk about Sunday's episode. So,
oh my God, dude.
So just to get into it, I don't even know where to begin.
Darnell.
With this.
So let's go start with the beginning.
So
Shrimp Gang.
You'll talk about that later.
So first of all, the hype leading up to this episode is unlike anything I've seen in the history of television. People, they had parties. They showed people
big screenings.
My
whole entire job was like literally as soon as we left work, they were just like, we're going to have a watch party. We're going to have food. Like literally they
blew it out.
It was crazy.
Here's the thing. Like I kept on saying, yo, the first episode, they're going to kill off all these people, blah, blah, blah. Dog, it was just like a regular old episode. Great. I mean, I'm not upset about that, but it was one of those things where they get you comfortable. Yeah. Like that episode.
It was a mind fuck episode.
Right.
A mind fuck episode.
I wouldn't even say that, but continue.
I think this episode set up where people stood against each other.
100%.
When you see, you know, imagine you in your hood. You know what I'm saying? We in our hood.
Mm-hmm.
We out here and who's this bitch? Coming through here on a horse with a motherfucking whole white outfit on, looking iffy like she going to a Diddy party. She got the braids, blonde hair.
With a whole army.
With a whole
like, that's
army.
That's intimidating, yo.
Right. She on a horse.
Goddamn, she's fine, though.
John's next to her. And you saw Arya felt like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, she was about to say, yo, bro. And couldn't
even
couldn't
say the word. Right.
Yo, damn bro. Because he came through stunting right. looking like Hov. In the video, you know what I'm saying?
100%.
So he looking like motherfucking Jay-Z. Like JC of Winterfell.
Wait, yeah, him and Beyonce. It was him and Beyonce. 100%.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah, but 100%.
And it was seems that, nope, like people Winterfell don't trust nobody. You see their look.
No, they don't. They don't.
And who
they
would?
Real as fuck.
Who would trust a Targaryen? They said this Targaryen and this with her Dothraki fucking savages. You know what I'm saying? They like some Chicago niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They running around reckless, you know what I mean? Butt naked and wild.
But see, I believe every little thing like that ties into the story. I think there's a reason why these people Winterfell do not trust Daenerys and the Union, because they're like, look, Jon Snow, you guys remember, they were like, you're our king. Like, we anointed you to be our king. Why are you kneeling before this other girl? Yeah,
like, literally, right. like, right. 3 weeks later.
But now, listen, I mean, and the other thing was, did you guys notice, I love the first time, like, all these episodes we've seen, Sansa never met Daenerys before. And their encounter, you thought they were going to be smiling like, hey, nice to meet you, you're so beautiful. Daenerys tried that, but Sansa just looked at her like,
pretty chicks don't like each other, like, dog. Yeah, they just don't. And they're both beautiful, so they're just like, nah, I'm not fucking with you. You're not fucking with me.
And the main thing is just because Sansa just doesn't trust Daenerys. You know, she was like,
not at all.
These Targaryens, they were our enemies for years, and all of a sudden, I'm supposed to trust this one. So many people, like, I put a post up on Instagram. Everyone's like, oh, Daenerys is so awesome and stuff like that. Why is even John even listening to Sansa? But Sansa has sense in her. Nah. Like, they need to listen to this girl.
No, she grew. Gotta think. She definitely grew.
She definitely grew mentally, bro. I mean, everybody loves Daenerys Stormborn. She can't get burnt and shit. She got fucking crazy blonde hair that be matching with the gear. Her clothes are unstoppable.
And yo, stop
babe, I didn't say that. You just in case the microphone was covering my mouth. That was motherfucking Haas. I ain't say nothing about what Khaleesi looked like. Straight like that. You know what I mean? Straight like that. Khaleesi look regular, babe. You know what I mean? She regular. But anyway, you know what I mean? Khaleesi come through motherfucking stunting on the motherfucking horse and shit. Sansa's supposed to look at her and say, wait a minute. This bitch ain't... She ain't the queen.
Right.
Sansa wants to be the queen since she was a fucking child.
Yeah.
That's all she wanted to be.
Yeah.
So she looking at her like, number one, we named you king in the north, my nigga. We said you was the king of North.
Wait, by the way, it was that little girl that stepped
on. Oh,
my
God.
Well,
yeah, she's such a G. That little girl, she's such a G, man. Like, I love her. I love her. She always steps up and says some shit. Like, I love her.
Yeah, she was
she
right. Like,
a
she
G.
She said, you left as the king of Winterfell. we named you king of the North. I don't know what you is now, my nigga. That's what she said.
And she said that on the show. She said, my nigga.
I said, yo, John looking soft out here. And to keep it real, last season, when Daenerys burnt homie, the Tully, the Tarly ball,
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right,
so the old head, okay, maybe she got that off. She burnt him.
Right.
But when the son was just riding with his dad, like, man, if my dad
she could have passed. I felt the same way.
Right.
So he said, he's going to do that.
He said, look, maybe they could think it over in a cold cell or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what Tyrion tried to offer. She wanted to be on some Beanie Siegel, get down or lay down type shit from state property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And torch the homie. And yo, I knew then that was a mistake.
That's the show karma that's going to eventually come back to her.
Yeah, man.
100%.
She be tripping a little bit, man. And I believe that there is some evil in that woman, man.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. But like Tyrion put it best when talking about Sansa. A lot of men underestimated you. Most of them are dead.
That's
do
a good quote.
Do not sleep on Sansa.
That's
a good
statement. And not only, so let's think about all the reunions. So keep in mind, Jon Snow didn't see Bran since
Bran's a dick.
Back in the day, since he broke his leg.
He's a
and he
fucking
goes up
dick.
Like, oh, brother, like somebody, and Bran's just looking at him.
He's
cold.
A fucking
and,
dick.
And then Jon looked at him like, yo, wait, what's wrong with you? And he's just like, shouldn't we be doing other shit like getting ready for these White Walkers?
Like, we don't got time for this.
He's like, we don't got time for this.
And he got time for a hug, though, man.
Jon was taking,
give him a hug.
No, but Jon was taken back by this. You know what I mean? And then you got to look at when I love Jon and Arya. That was an important scene.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that scene because what happened was Arya or Jon, they were like going, he was like, remember that knife I gave you? Blah, blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right, right, right.
And then at the end, something was said where Jon was just like, oh, you're my family. You know, I'd always remember you.
Yeah,
she said to him, don't you forget that.
You're damn right.
And now that he knows he's a Targaryen, she was putting in his head, like, remember, family doesn't have to be blood. We're your family.
Right.
So that's going to come back into play because I think where the story's going, there's going to be a moment where he's going to have to decide who's he going to side with, the Starks or the Targaryens. And I think that's because
be
Sansa
crazy.
And Daenerys, yo, that's about to blow up.
They have a full-fledged fucking cat fight.
Listen.
Like, pulling hair in the mud.
They should.
Naked.
That's an equal.
That's what I want.
Hold on, you said naked?
Yeah, yo. You mean like titties flopping out like when they fight?
Yeah, like that. Like hey, HBO,
I ain't say
like
that
HBO
shit
after
here.
Dark.
I ain't say that shit. That was these niggas, man. Yeah.
Talking to this girl.
Yo, straight up, man. I ain't say none of this shit, man. Real talk, man. Hold up. But they are equal in fighting because I've never seen none of them get busy. You know, Sansa don't know how to fight, and neither do Daenerys.
Yeah, but wait, time out. But just how live would that be if they just lost it and just went at
that's
each other?
That's what I would.
Everyone would lose their
minds.
I'm
going to keep it real.
That's why
Daenerys,
I pay HBO $15 a month.
Daenerys would get lit up because Sansa's like 5'10".
Daenerys should
she's tall.
Kick up
she's tall.
Because she Daenerys is very, she's entitled. And for what reason?
Right.
She's not, the Targaryens are not really the kings either. What happened was, back in the day, I think it was the other boy, Aegon. You know, there was a bunch of Aegons. This one is like six
Aegons. No, there was Aegon the Conqueror. He's the one that came across the sea and conquered the land.
Right. So, so before, you had everybody ruling their own nation. You feel what I'm saying? It was like, oh, this person's I think even the Starks was in power. Like, yo, this is my shit. And then he decided, get down or lay down.
Right.
It made it all one kingdom, and they all just get to be like wardens, or you know,
warden of the North.
Yeah, like you just a fucking governor. Mm-hmm. I'm the president out this bitch.
Right.
But nobody ever gave them the fucking rights to do that. So how the fuck you figure you sit on the fucking throne because you motherfucking fireproof? Put an arrow through her head, and I fuck with Khaleesi, but come on, man, she be tripping a little.
No,
bit.
No, I'm slowly, and it's I think hungry, what they're doing, like I'm slowly starting. Not to really dislike her, but just to not give a shit about her, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, she about to be out of here.
Because to those who don't know the lineage and what's happening, Jon Snow now knows, like kind of fast forward to the end, that he is now the son of Lyanna Stark, which was Ned Stark's, Eddard Stark's sister and Robert the Targaryen, which was Rhaegar Targaryen, who was the son of the Mad King, who Jaime killed. So remember that, you know. So, that makes him a Song of Fire and Ice. So that is Jon Snow, Fire and Ice. He's the merger of them right there. Yeah. So if we
count on this, because this shit is like, power will never stay in one place. Even when people look at the real earth, right? We live in America. We really think that America is bulletproof. This empire is not that fucking old, people. Like, America has only been here a short amount of time. There was Roman empires and all of that shit.
Babylonians, Ottomans.
We're only a few centuries old, man.
I would not be shocked at all if 50 years from now, America wasn't on top. Like, literally, dog.
You invested in gold.
Just period. We could be off the fucking map.
Right.
So I say that to say, since the power is switching, remember, the Baratheons were in power based off of takeover. Yeah. The same way the Targaryens. Right. And so so everybody had their own shit, right? You're the leader here. You're the leader here. Seven different spots. This fucking Aegon nigga decides to run around and get everybody, like, get down to lay down. Now it's only one world. Right. I'm in charge.
Right.
Then his people down the line get murked and the Baratheons take over.
Right.
So in that lineage, it's the other boy that makes swords that's supposed to be king.
Gentry.
Gentry.
And I felt that the whole series. Right. Gentry. The whole series, ever since he was introduced, I felt like, It's like his throne. It's been his throne the whole time.
So here's the thing. There's a difference between like who should lead based or who should have the throne based off blood lineage and who should have the throne based off fucking merit. Who would you rather have at the throne? Sansa or Gendry? Like, he has no experience leading anything. I don't want him on the throne. Yeah,
That's a different question.
What if at the end of everything, it stops being a matter of like, you know, kings and queens and they introduce democracy?
But again, like, if you just look at like how the whole show went down, first of all, if there is a division, like, let's say, let's play hypotheticals now. Daenerys, which this could happen. Oh, by the way, Jon Snow, he's the rightful heir to the throne. Mm-hmm. Her whole life, she was programmed. You guys in your life, everybody's dated that one girl who's entitled that feels like they owe her everything. You know, right. God knows I've been down that road before.
No, I was about to say, it sounded like you talking about yourself.
No. I'm just saying, just in general, you know, like, so she said, wait a minute. No, I'm supposed to be queen. And then she might start tripping. Like, they talk about the Mad King who was Aerys Targaryen. She might get a little crazy.
Bro, she's going to trip.
Imagine this. She has her dragon now. I think no matter what, John's dragon is going to be loyal to John. And then there's can you imagine like all three dragons just battling everyone on their own?
I don't think that's going to happen. I do think that John could command the dragons if he wanted to. And another thing that I'm wondering is,
he is a ward.
John can't get burnt, yo. And he don't know.
Yo, you're right.
He can't get burnt.
He's Targaryen.
He's a dragon. Once he's able to communicate and talk with the dragon, we know that he's actually a dragon. See, just because you're a Targaryen don't make you a dragon.
I didn't even think That's
why her brother was able to get melted with that fucking gold crown. You can't melt her with nothing hot. Hot shit don't bother them.
Wait, why did the brother like
the brother? Because he don't have the he's a Targaryen, but he's not a dragon.
Okay, he doesn't have the dragon gene.
Just
like you don't have hair, and this motherfucker got a whole
damn
long lock.
So he's a Hairgaryen. What does that mean?
Yeah. But he can't grow the beard that you can grow.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying?
But I mean, but ultimately at this point, like, where do you guys see the series going? Like, there's so many directions. I love that first episode. First of all, what about seriously plotting on her brothers?
Yo, she's a fucking trick.
I didn't even touch that.
And she's a fucking hoe.
She's not a hoe. I'm going to tell you what she is. She's a regular chick. Yo, for all y'all out there, I know that this is party nerds.
Okay.
And as party nerds, you know, we have a lot of nerds out there. And there's different level of nerd. We're all nerds in the fact that we love comic books and shit like that. But some people are nerdy in the old-fashioned or stereotypical way, right?
Right.
So they don't know anything about getting girls and all of that. Before, my babe that I worship.
Here you go again.
I was a whore out here in the street. And one thing I know is how to get some yams. You know what I mean? So I know that being a jerk off gets you a supreme amount of yams.
Yo, you ain't
and
lying.
Your you ain't fucking lying. Ron is a jerk like I have never been.
Yo, I feel like I know him.
He's terrible. I don't even
know
him.
I feel like I know him because I've seen him before.
No, they've had different type of bad guys. They had like, remember Ramsay Bolton was the psychotic one.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the little narcissist in Jeffrey. This guy's just, he's not a narcissist like Jeffrey because he's not a punk though. This dude is just a
jerk off with an unapologetic jerk off.
He's a fucking savage.
He feel like I'm King Ding-a-ling around this bitch. He'll talk to the fucking... He would walk up to the president's wife and be like, you know you want this dick.
Yeah.
Because he's walking up to a queen, you know what I'm saying? He's walking up to a queen with no fear whatsoever.
And guards all around him.
Guards all around him. A fucking dead man, like real Undertaker sitting right there. And he just looking past him like, you goofy ass dead nigga. You know you want this dick, girl.
Yo.
And so she was like,
I want to see that.
She fronted, so she fronted at first because she was like, nah, if you like that, go buy yourself a whore.
But she,
like,
not, but then she never invited him in. She just gave him the look.
Yeah, but like, then it took about 10 seconds, and then she looked over and was like, nah, come on in.
Yo, so for the record, I fundamentally disagree with both of you. I don't believe that she wanted any part of that shit. She is trying to maintain control of her kingdom and shit like that.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Wait, let me finish.
Let me fucking finish. Like, no. She, in my opinion, was pretty much, like, raped by that dude. And hear me out.
Oh, my God.
No, real shit. Uh-oh. Because she did not want to have sex with that dude. That's why she's like, yo, after the war, like, you know, we can do something. Like, she doesn't want to do anything with him. She needs his army. And then when he was like, yo, dude, like, I'm doing all this stuff for you. If I don't get anything in return, I might feel like a little like let down. I might have to leave. And if she knows that if he left, she is completely and utterly fucked. So she had to make a choice at that moment. And if you have to manipulate a girl like that in order to get her into bed, that isn't like being a G or anything like that. That's nothing worth respect.
I don't know.
She was 100% on board with that shit.
No.
She made a decision that benefited herself.
She made a decision to benefit herself, but she didn't want to do it. She didn't want to
do it.
When he left the room, the camera panned to her face, and she looked like she was about to cry.
No.
That type of subtlety.
No, she didn't. She looked like a bitch from the hood that was about to blame her baby. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. She already hired Braun to kill Jamie.
To kill Jamie,
who's the father of the baby in her stomach.
Exactly.
She's going to replace and have him be, because she has to explain where the baby came from. Now, this dude is going to be the father. She literally hired him. She said, yo, with this arrow, you need to kill my brother. Both of my brothers, right. Jamie Lannister and Tyrion Lannister, with this arrow, she paid Bronn and said,
and this is to disguise her pregnancy.
Yeah. And now her baby will be due.
Because you guys
do say, I'm going to put a baby in you. Number one, he put it down in the bed. He knocked her socks off in that sack 100%. Because he's a goon. And a lot of street goon niggas is in there knocking it down. He knocked it down.
Right.
She already needed some dick. She likes to fuck. She used to fuck with the one boy. Who was the cousin?
The cousin. Yes. That little young kid. And she was like, told him, like, get back in the bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. So, dude had a cockiness that she was like, you one of the cockiest dudes ever. I'm cocky. She was feeling his swag. He's fearless. Yeah. There's no woman that doesn't respect fearlessness.
So wait, not to be the mediator, but to a degree, he's right. Whereas once he said, well, you know, I can just up and leave, then she started ticking like, okay, I'll fuck this guy. It wasn't like, oh, no, I'm about to get fucked. It was like, all right, I'll do it.
Counterpoint to what you said. If it were all in her plan to have sex with this dude in order to get, like, to hide her pregnancy and, like, you know, cover her own ass, then she wouldn't have played that hard to
He wouldn't have to make a fucking threat to get her into bed.
No.
What I'm saying is it wasn't about the threat, bro. She likes dirty shit. Jamie pisses her off when he doesn't want to go along with grimy shit. She is attracted to the fact that this dude is as grimy as her.
But even in the situation, it doesn't mean that she wanted to specifically sleep with the dude. And I think that rewatch, like, that one scene at the end where he's like, okay, but now I want to be alone. She looked like she just had to choke up and her eyes started to work.
She already planned on sleeping with him, though. It was just she was going to put it off to later. But she already planned to sleep with him.
Like,
with the baby, right?
She might have planned to sleep with him at a later date, but at that exact moment in time, she didn't want to. She didn't plan on it.
Listen about the baby thing,
man. We disagree.
She's about to off Jamie. That's her plan.
She's
off in Jamie. Where is the baby coming from? AJ, where's the baby come from?
Yeah, obviously it's coming from Jamie, but...
No.
When she tells the public,
baby's coming from
homeboy. To the public, it can be similar.
No, it's going to come from Jerron. It's coming from him.
True.
She's going to lie to him and say, you're having my baby.
So I agree. As a queen, she has to explain where this baby's coming from, and she can't. The public is going to assume it's Jamie, because they know that she's a motherfucker.
Exactly. You get it now.
So now, I got it from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, the bottom line is, at this point, she just has to be like, all right, you're going to be my pony. I guess you're cocky. She's kind of sizing up the, do I want to be connected to this guy? And now she's like, okay,
I think she fucks with his ambition, bro.
100%.
I really think that there's nothing about him that doesn't compliment her in actuality.
Well, and not only that, think about it, because the Greyjoys are the only ones, because she heard that the walkers can't go in water. And the Greyjoys like, I don't even have to be a part of this war. Me and my people could go on a boat and on our island. These things will never get
there. They won't get there.
So
yeah.
She's thinking like, if these things take over, I can go to safety with this motherfucker right here.
I think what it is I think it's a combination of the fact that I like the way this motherfucking grimy ass dude thinks. When she told him like, you're the cockiest motherfucker I ever met.
She
liked Jamie when Jamie was more like that.
And Jamie's not like that anymore.
Jamie keeps becoming like a good guy.
We like Jamie now. Like, everybody likes Jamie now for the most part. Like,
yeah, so we can move on to this. What about his reunion at the end with Brandon?
That's where I want to, yes.
Where is that going? Remember, because first he was like, why don't you come with us? He was like, no, I'm waiting for an old friend. Like, if it was real Bron, he would have been like, yo, man.
Darnell, in that case, Jamie must die.
No,
yeah,
I gotta hear this. Why must he die?
Listen, man, it was fucked up when he pushed him off the fucking off the tower, you know. And I was rooting for Jamie throughout the seasons, you know, his evolution, his character development, all that. But once he saw once they were in the reunion,
right?
I went right to.
But it's kind of like he forced him to become the Raven. It was like that was meant to happen.
Right.
But
does he know that?
Hold on. No, but this is the thing. This is the inconsistency with Bran. What is Bran's obsession with stopping the Night King when he doesn't seem to have a give a fuck about humanity on a basic level?
Would you like me to answer that question?
Go ahead.
Let me know. Because he is the fucking Night King.
So you think
he's the Night King?
I think you know how all the Starks can be wargs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If he's not the Night King he's connected to him directly. And I feel like he has a personal vested interest in making sure this Night King is stopped, because I think maybe when he went back in time, he somehow created this Night King by warging, just like he created Hodor by warging.
I believe that it could be some kind of connection, but I do not believe that it's him. For everybody out there that keeps on saying that Bran looks like the Night King and all that, if you watch the fucking episode where they push the fucking stake in his heart or whatever, that actor, that guy is the
he's been playing him in
the Night King makeup.
He's been playing him forever.
So you can see clearly what the Night King looks like. You can look up the guy that plays him. It is not a Bran. Bran was a kid, you know, when they first started showing the Night King. It's not fucking Bran.
No, they changed that actor. It's not the same Night King they originally used.
You sure?
I'm absolutely positive. You can actually look it up. What happens when you look up the names? They had this one guy, then it changes some other guy, but I think that was the people throwing people off.
To be fair, they did change a couple of actors throughout the show.
They did. I think once he got the age where he could put into the face makeup with the story and all, because keep in mind, this isn't all for TV. This was all originally written by George R. R. Martin. He had the end in mind from the beginning.
From the very beginning.
I feel it is him. I feel that is going to be the ultimate, like, shit, you know? We have to stop him.
It ain't Bran.
How much money you want to put on that?
All we got to do is push him.
I'm going to tell you
why.
I'm going to tell you a simple reason why it's not Bran.
$20.
Because people been saying it's Bran for 2 years. People been saying it's Bran for 2 years.
And guess who started that? I was one of the first ones to start that.
But just the fact that people are saying it's Bran for 2 years, and they're guaranteeing you that everybody is going to be shocked at how this fucking thing unfolds. If it ended with it being Bran, it would feel like nothing happened, because there's
it feel like a regular season. It wouldn't be anything special.
But that's, to me, that's just one aspect of the whole show. Like, no, I feel like the Night King, his reveal is one thing. I think how it resolves itself might be some crazy shit none of us thought of. But I think it's going to be a part of it. I don't think it's going to be the whole thing.
So real quick.
Yeah, okay.
We're reaching the end of the show, but I want to ask everyone one question.
What's up?
Do you think that he is going, not Bran, but like, what's his name? Bron, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Do you think he is going to kill Jaime and Tyrion? Or do you think it's going to be a loyal nigga?
He's not going to kill them.
Jaime's not. You know the situation. I hate to say this, because we already seen it. If you paid attention to like some of the previews of the next show, Like, we already seen in the trailer that Jaime's fighting in the battle, right? But we also see at the end of the episode that Jaime's about to go on trial or have to answer to
Daenerys,
to people, right?
Daenerys wasn't dead because killed her father.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen where he's good and he's able to fight in a battle. So that's just, if you paid attention to the shit, like,
even Daenerys makes no sense.
But do you think it's going to try in the battle to kill us, right?
Hold on.
Not whether or not it succeeds. Do you think it's going to try to kill...
And John might step in and be like, nah, chill, we can't do that. And that might cause a rift.
It's
like,
going to be a rift. He just found out that she fucking burnt his homie's brother.
Yeah, his homie's brother and
he
dad.
He know that. He looking like, damn, yo, she kind of tripping. The cooch is off the charts.
Yeah.
But come on.
And no, I love the fact that Sam didn't let that slide. You would have thought that Sam would have been like,
hurt.
Oh, Sam, it's all right. Sam actually left. So now he's going to have to choose between his ass and his best friend.
Right.
Yeah. Yo, John got some crazy decisions.
John is a good dude. Like, this shit is all fucking with him because just his personality doesn't allow him to be grimy like that. So it's just like, dang, I gotta, my girl didn't kill my boy's family, and shit, now I gotta tell her that, you know what, I'm supposed to get the Iron Throne, and she might not fuck with me like that. She like, it's a lot of shit he gotta deal with.
Bro. Yo, I feel like this, for anybody at home who's looking at this shit happens in the street all the time. If my homie was doing something wrong and he was trying to rob your people, and for whatever reason he robbed them and the shit went wrong and he got the gun took from him and got killed, I can't be looking for revenge when my family member was in the wrong. I do not understand how she could feel like Jaime Lannister murdered her father if she knows that her father was trying to commit mass murder.
Right.
Own people.
Right. Should say, like, something is wrong with your leadership if you can't separate the fact that you, just because you're a Targaryen does not allow you to be able to just murder people in the masses. You should say, Jaime, I know you did what you did to save innocent
people.
But
now keep in mind, if you guys ever look at the legacy, I know we're about to wrap up, but of the Aerys Targaryen, her father, he used to be the most normal, nicest, what they said, he was one of the nicest kings, but he slowly started to lose it. I think that's he's going to mirror his daughter. I think Daenerys is slowly going to start to, or if not all of a sudden, she's going to start to spiral out of control. I think she's going to straight up mirror his fate, and I think at some point she's going to have to get taken out.
Well, he was hearing voices, so there's an explanation for where those voices came.
It was Bran, right.
So it's like,
right.
Ed, what you got?
So there's a lot of theories that are going on here in terms of what's going on, what's going to happen with the season. We put up a post on the Party Nerds Instagram page about what you think will be the ultimate plot twist. Before I get into that, I was actually looking up stuff about what you mentioned. Maybe the old friend comment wasn't for Jaime. What if according to a post, what if it's actually for Theon Greyjoy?
Ooh.
So apparently there's one line that stuck out in the trailer that said, "Everything you did brought you to where you are now, where you belong, home." So that was said in the trailer before the episode. It wouldn't make sense for him to say it to Jaime. It would make more sense for him to say it to Theon.
Theon might end up playing a bigger part of the end because everyone's sleeping on him. Like,
Theon did his thing on a boat.
Yo, what the fuck?
I'm like, yo, Theon getting busy.
Yeah, he got balls.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. But I'm going to read a couple of comments. I'm going to read three or four, and then we'll see where you guys want to take it from there. So the biggest one that I'm seeing right now, two people posted it, Soda Population and Eddie Baystar. What if Cersei pulls some Star Wars Empire Strikes Back nonsense out of her hat and says to Jon Snow in her final hours, "I am your mother"?
Bullshit.
Nah, my nigga. Come
literally
on, God.
Make sense.
That would be one of the worst twists.
I mean, we already saw him time travel and see what happened. That's like an absolute no.
She would have had to have him when she was like 13.
But either way, Bran already literally went to the past. We went to the past with him and saw it. So that's bullshit.
No. P. Dark Knight S. There's a really good theory about Littlefinger being alive and a faceless man since the beginning on YouTube.
I'm telling you, my boy, man, he got the best one, man, and that's Arya. Arya Stark dies pretending to be somebody else and going to get killed by accident.
I can see that.
And what's worse is if she's someone that you want to see die, like if she's dressed like Cersei so that she could kill a Jaime or something, then it's going to be super fucked up because you're going to first go crazy like, "That bitch is dead, Cersei."
And then she shows up later in the season, like about the last episode.
And see that she's somewhere else and be like, "What's happening? Oh shit, Arya got took out, man."
And she's going to take it out in the worst way possible, too. Just get impersonating somebody else and to fuck with the fans.
How come no one's talking about Tyrion? He has to play a part in the end.
I mean, I think they're going to use Tyrion to break our hearts. They're going to kill Tyrion.
I think he's going
to
die.
So that they can fucking destroy our fucking hearts.
That's good writing.
The last theory I have here, catches bullets with his teeth, says they defeat the White Walkers and everybody who has a claim to the throne dies, but Cersei still ends up queen.
Oh, come
I'd
on.
I'd be sick.
Bro.
Anyone but Cersei.
That would be another
seems like a horrible ending right now.
They might flash forward and whoever's in Cersei's belly is the motherfucking, yeah, man.
He's the one who sits on the throne at the end?
Yeah.
You think they're going
to
jump?
That'd be very disappointing.
They might jump. They might go to the end and jump forward and shit and show you how shit is.
Wait, is Daenerys pregnant?
No, I don't think they mentioned anything about that.
I'm sure John splashed in her. That's a fact. I don't think they was pulling out back in the day.
I feel like they set it up for her to be pregnant because she kept saying, I can't have children. I can't have children. They go bang a few times and now she's pregnant.
You think they're going to even be bothered by the aunting thing or it's just
It's going to be shocking. It's going to be shocking at first. It might get thrown off, but that's not the biggest thing. The biggest thing is that the fact that he's the heir to the throne, and that's going to be the problem.
So keep it gangsta, Haas. I'm going to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
You find out, you know what I mean? It's Daenerys.
Okay.
It's her. It's her, how she look in real life right now.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean? Right. You find out that's your aunt. You've been already busting down. You going to keep busting?
I mean, if you already started, why stop?
Yeah! That's our show.
Party nerds! Party nerds, and we're out!
I am done.
We will see everybody next week on that note.
I am done.
I'm done.
I don't even know if I want to be here.
Party nerds out.
I resign.